I have the scripture reading. I wanted to say how grateful that Cayenne and I were to be a part of the mission that we went to in the Cayman Islands, and the opportunity was very humbling, and we were very grateful. At that, if you'll turn to Matthew chapter 5, I'll be reading verses 13 through 16. That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salt again? It is good for nothing anymore except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under the peck measure, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
So Mel has asked me to cover a little bit of the activities that we did while we were there in the Cayman Islands. As we learned, we don't call it the Cayman Islands, we call it the Cayman Islands. And it was a very successful week. I first wanted to say thank you to Mel. Mel did a fantastic job planning this trip of 26 people. If you think about it, coordinating the schedules of people, what you're going to eat, where you're going to stay, all of the logistics, he did a fantastic job. And I think that many times planning something like that can be overlooked. I also want to personally say thank you to all of the elders from all of us that went on the trip. We want to say thank you to the elders for supporting mission efforts like this. It was definitely a worthwhile endeavor. When we arrived there, we got there on a Saturday late afternoon evening, and on Sunday we were able to worship with the members of the church, and they hosted us for a potluck. So it was a great opportunity for us to meet the small church there, get to know them better. And then on Monday morning, we went to the Civic Center as we spent time getting everything set up. We spent time preparing and setting up for the VBS. I'm clicking it here. There you go. Everyone dressed up in our tie-dye t-shirts because we were going to be going out into the community. We wanted to see what the Civic Center was going to be like. The Civic Center was for the community there. Daniel sent a letter to them explaining what he planned to do at the Civic Center for the community. And to our surprise, they responded back and said that we could use it free. Not only could we use it free for the week of VBS, but they said going forward, if the church ever wanted to use it, they could be able to use it for free. So we set up the centers. We didn't really know what we were going into, how large the building was. And so Monday was our day to kind of explore and see what everything looked like. And so we spent time setting everything up, getting all of the tie-dye materials ready to go. And then we spent time getting ready to go out. As you can see, we avoided many, many chickens throughout the week. And so we decided, okay, what we're going to do next is we're going to do some door knocking. And so it began to sprinkle, and we thought, well, this is an island. It's probably like all the other islands. It'll just sprinkle just for a little bit here, and it'll pass. And so one of the locals, his name is Elroy, which we'll talk about here in a moment, he looked at us, me and Wayne, and he said, are you sure? And we said, sure. We were eager. We were ready to go door knocking and pass out flyers. So this is us at the beginning here. You can kind of see the rain clouds behind us. About 5 minutes later, it turned into an absolute downpour. It looked as if we all, with our clothes, jumped into the ocean and got out. And so after a little bit of a delay, we ate lunch and we went back out. And we were able to go door to door. We split up in groups. And it was a great opportunity for us to be able to get to know the community there, to visit with them briefly, to invite them to the VBS. Not only did we do this on that Monday, but Daniel and a number of the church members had been door knocking 2 or 3 weeks in advance leading up to our arrival. And so the community certainly knew about that. They also made announcements in on the local radio and did other things to try to drum up some excitement for this. So the next morning, this is kind of a photo of the Civic Center from above. Since it's primarily one large room, we just kind of put everyone in little corners and try to break it up. It was a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a three-day event, and we were not really sure how many would attend. We thought maybe 20, 25. This was the first time for us to be there, first time for Daniel to do anything like this on the island there. The first day, we had 52 kids show up. And the second day, 57, and then the last day, Thursday, we had 59 kids show up. It was a huge success. We were able to also gather enrollment cards as the children came in to get their contact information. It was so great because Daniel is now using that as an opportunity, as follow-up now that the VBS is over, to follow up with those people who have visited and invite them back to church. And this is the first Bible class. It was from a team of Cheryl Martin, Tandy Dodgen, and Kristen Gates. All three of them taught one day each, and they taught about David and Goliath. They talked about how David was a shepherd and tied that into how Christ is our shepherd. They also talked about how David was a man after God's own heart. They certainly enjoyed this game here. This was pin the rock on Goliath's forehead. And of course, they were blindfolded. We caught a few kids peeking. They also got some suckers, and they were so excited to show us the color of the tongue that they had. And so it was a great opportunity. We created different sections, as I mentioned, and we broke the kids up into five different age groups, and they rotated around every 30 minutes. When they first arrived in the morning, they would sing songs, and Daniel and Elroy Bryan would lead the singing. The next one was the Bible drill. Daniel Mayfield and Wayne Miser here led that. They taught every single group all 3 days. Wayne and Daniel taught about the basic lessons of God, and they talked about the life of David. Looking back, we thought about this and how it was such a great opportunity for Daniel, being that he's the missionary there, to come in contact with every single child who came. And so that was a great way for him to get to know each of the kids. This here is the game center. This was probably the most difficult, all of us agreed, this was the most difficult center to teach. Taylor and Anna Hunter and April and Riley Pence, all four of them led this center. It was outdoors. It was extremely hot. It was extremely muggy. And so they would try their best to stay out there for an entire 30 minutes. Sometimes they wouldn't last maybe 15, 20 or so, and then they were able to come inside. The second day, this is a picture of Elroy. Elroy is one of the strong members of the church there. He brought a parachute from the school that he works at, and they were able to do that. Then they would get too hot, so they would come inside and make up games. And I think I'm fault at this one. Elroy did it the next day. Crazy games like hold a bucket up and throw beanbags into it. Anything that we could come up with to keep it somewhat organized. And we joked, Jeff and I joked, that it was organized chaos. That's what it was. A next one was refreshments. Jeff and Kay Ann did a fantastic job. They coordinated the refreshments. And get this, when we were planning the trip, Mel and I were talking about this, and Jeff and Kay Ann said, well, how about we make the cookies every night? We said, do you realize how busy we're going to be? And they were determined, and a number of the people from our group that would bake cookies in the evening for each day for VBS. And so here it is here. Many times we'd see Jeff, I don't know how many cookies he and Kay handed out, but it was quite a few. Here's an opportunity for the kids to eat those refreshments, and they were always having a lot of fun. The next one was the tie-dye T-shirts. This was led by Kay Miser and Kristen Lee. As just like it is here at North Mac, this is one of the most popular centers. Each kid got to make their own tie-dye T-shirt. You can see here, this kid on the left, Antoine, I tried all week to try to get him to smile. That's right when I'm asking him to smile. He said his younger brother never smiles, and so I went and got a photo of him smiling, and I brought it back. By the end of the week, Antoine was smiling. This is Katie on the right wearing her cane. And Kristen and Kay did such a great job. We had so many kids come that we had to go back and purchase more T-shirts, white T-shirts, so that they could have a tie-dye T-shirt. And the next one was the Picture Center. Marlene Williams and Kimberly Darnell led this group. It was such a great opportunity. Because of logistics, we had to set it up the morning of. And so here's Mel climbing onto the ladder, Wayne providing his shepherd guidance. behind him. And so that each kid got to take a picture next to Goliath, and then they would print it out, and they would make a little photo book and put their photo in it. And it was so neat to see the kids. Some of them were a little afraid of standing next to the large picture, but others, they loved it. This one is the Bible class number two, our second one, and that was led by Stacy Hampton. Also, Karen Orton here is teaching, and also Becky Latore. So all three of them taught one day each also. They taught about the crown of David, talked about the life of him as a king. They also talked about friendship and used examples of Jonathan and David. And then they also talked about the golden rule. So there they are here. They got to make bracelets there on the right and crowns. It was so fun to see them and their eyes light up when they would make something. And even we caught Karen here coloring a bookmark here. Here's Emily and Aaliyah helping the kids. And the other thing that we were able to do, thanks to many of you who provided donations, we were able to purchase 50 backpacks and put them, fill them with supplies for the coming school year. We're thankful for that. And so not knowing how many would come, thinking we might have 20 or 30 or more, we decided that we would give the book bags, as they call them there on the island, the backpacks to the kids who would come all 3 days. So here's a picture of 38 kids who came all 3 days. A number of the others only came, you know, twice. We're very disappointed, but we said, you know, there's other opportunities, so they were able to make tie-dye T-shirts and such. Daniel kept the rest of the backpacks that we donated, and he's going to use those for the church in case there's any future need as an opportunity for outreach. Each day in the afternoon, after we would finish VBS, we would do service projects. And so on the first day, we painted the church building. And as you can see here, we're prepping, getting everything ready. And we painted it a cream color. The day before we did this, Mel and Daniel held up a purple color swatch, and they told everyone that we're going to be painting the white church building into a purple color. And being that it's an island, a lot of the ladies on the trip were really excited. Now, of course, Mel said it with a straight face, and so an entire 24 hours ensued. Everyone thought they were painting the church building, or at least most people thought that they were painting the church building purple. To their surprise and disappointment, we painted it a sand cream color. And we even caught Wayne the Elder here painting. I think in all of his years being married to Kay, Kay said that she couldn't get him to paint. And so we're using this as evidence for future. And I think there's another shot here. I think I might have passed it, but Elroy here on the far right. Elroy Bryan. What a great man. He's a principal at one of the local primary schools, and he was there with us every single day. He was able to be with us during the VBS. He would leave and come with us to do the service projects. And he and his family have been such a source of encouragement to Daniel and Miranda there at the church. They're they've got a solid foundation. They've got three girls, and it's been a very strong encouragement to them and that church there. So this is the church. It's right on the one main road there on the east side of the island, or the one road primarily. And that's us, the four vans that we use to get around town, and the new cream building. On the second day, we were able to go to, it was a local historic site called a mission, and they allowed us to come. They call it volunteerism. So we volunteered to repaint a number of the things on the site, and then they gave us a free opportunity to tour through some of the historic building and areas. So it was nice. They provided us snacks and drinks. But ultimately, we are so thankful to get to know the members of the church. This is Kenyatta Bryan, the one in the middle. That's Leroy's wife. And then that's her mother-in-law on the left. And then this is Joan on the right. Joan is from Jamaica. She was the first person that Daniel was able to baptize when he arrived on the island after studying with her. All of her entire family still lives in Jamaica. And so while we were doing the VBS, they would come and sit. And it was so neat to see some of the other people who were not a part of the church, but they brought their kids. They were kind of skeptical the first day. They sat and watched us the entire day. And one of the mothers came up to some of the helpers, the leaders, some of the adults in our group the second day, after dropping their kids off and said, I watched you all yesterday. I feel a lot more comfortable. I'm going to drop the kids off today. And she left. Daniel talked to us and reported about how difficult it's been to get to know the community, to get the community involved. They've tried so many different things to reach out to the community, and nothing's really been a huge success until this VBS. We learned the benefit of getting to know the kids, and certainly the kids really enjoyed getting to know our youth. We had Elizabeth, Lizzie, Emily, Taylor and Anna, Aaliyah, Lucas, Georgia, Chloe, and Riley, all a part of the youth that were able to come. And as you can see here, they had a blast. I don't know how many times I turn around and see one of our youth girls holding one of the small kids, and they were latched onto them. And here's another example, Stacy holding onto some of the kids. And so it was fun. We had a lot of good time. We have good memories. But ultimately, we saw the benefit, finally, of connecting with the community, and we hope and pray that it'll be opportunities for future evangelistic efforts. Thanks.
I did paint, but you'll notice you didn't see me in the second stage of that painting, so they got rid of me after that first day of painting. Cayman Islands, altogether spiritual. Going on my first mission trip was really, truly an awesome adventure. Seven different languages later, driving on the wrong side of the road, money inequalities, chickens for hire, watching children laugh when I got stuck on the floor and couldn't get up from singing the B-I-B-L-E, and observing as several of our VBS teen workers climbed a tree and picked a coconut for a midnight snack were some of the highlights that we witnessed on the Cayman Island trip. But above all, the Spirit of God that was shared, energized, experienced by everyone who worked so hard to bring the story of David to the island. I've been asked to share some of the thoughts from our ladies who went on this trip. Some of the comments that you all made were duplicated from one lady to the other, but all were so sincere and so beautiful as I read those even today. To understand them all, you just had to be there and see the expressions, the hugs, the tears, the emotions that each brings. I knew I would probably, if I read all of your words of thoughts tonight, I'd run way over time. So I've chose to summarize what you all included in your notes for me, and I hope that I'm going to do it justice as I go over these. Karen Orton, on her first mission trip, says, "We gave God's light to the Cayman children and parents. She thoroughly enjoyed teaching and engaging with the kids. It was an awesome feeling to be greeted with a hug or a smile after the first day of VBS. That small gesture let me know my heart was connected to their heart. She enjoyed the acts of giving as 26 people were brought closer together in service efforts and laughter. She was thankful for the efforts of experiencing this opportunity with my brothers and sisters in Christ. She concludes that God's will and purpose was fulfilled on this trip." And Karen, I didn't mention all the things you wanted to say about the food that we had to eat, but if you want to know about that, you need to talk to Karen Orton, okay? Marlene Williams, thank everyone for your prayers, your monetary support. I'm very blessed to be a member of this congregation, and we were blessed to find out, and this isn't her quote, it's mine, we were blessed to find out just how talented we were to have Marlene driving one of our vans on the wrong side of the road. Or, Marlene, was it the right side of the road? At any rate, she did a great job. Stacy Hampton, this year's mission trip was unlike anything we have done before. It was incredible. The entire focus was all about the children and reaching out to the community of East End on the island and with and for God. The people were so warm and inviting, they were eager to visit with us while we were passing out invitations to VBS. The children were all so loving and respectful. The fact that they are taught the Bible, and listen to this one, they were taught the Bible in the public schools, helped them to have a foundation that we could build on as we were teaching them about King David. Hopefully, we have planted a lot of seeds for the East End Church to grow upon. Emily Hampton. This was Emily's fourth mission trip here at North MacArthur. She says that her goal is always to share the Word of God to those who need and to serve others. I'm always blown away at how much those I go to help end up helping me. It was amazing to see that those who we went to serve end up serving us. Their faith in the Lord was unwavering, and it was so evident in everything they could ever want. The kids in the Grand Cayman were so respectful, incredibly knowledgeable of the Bible, and they were so eager to learn more about it during VBS. K.N. Lemon, it was so exciting and rewarding to meet so many of the community members, Daniel and Miranda and Judah, and observing the culture of the Cayman Islands, working together for the first day, and then having 55 children show up. I think we said 52, but I'm going to be preachers counting this up to 55, okay? Show up for the VBS was outstanding. We grew in 3 days up to 59 with many community helpers. They were very loving and respectful. Their responses were always, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Several parents and grandparents pleaded for us not to leave and for us to return next year. We drew closer each day. Cheryl Martin, when I found out that we would be helping the East End Church with VBS, I knew I needed to go. Knowing my limits and the hot weather that we would face, off I went with 25 friends on my first mission trip, and it was amazing. And Cheryl, I hope you don't mind me mentioning the fact when we first got there and got our hotel reservations, I was told I had the first floor. That was the good news. Cheryl was told, y'all are up on the third floor. We made it. They did have an elevator, so up we went. We went not knowing how many children we would have in attendance. We were overjoyed to find we had over 50 all 3 days. We were also amazed about how much of the Bible they already knew because it was taught in the public schools, which I've mentioned, some of which wasn't exactly accurate, but they knew the stories. We met some incredible brothers and sisters from the Eastside Church. She mentions Joan and Elroy, Barry Lee. The kids that came to VBS, and here's a couple of them, Raheem, who called me Grandma, and Rakeem, who started with a little bit of an attitude, but we finally changed it, were absolutely wonderful kids. Kristen Lee, I know that Daniel and the Eastside Church were very appreciative for our help, but I feel like I benefited from our trip even more. There's nothing like the deeper relationships you form with brothers and sisters in Christ when you are working and living together side by side, and I'm so grateful. I also have a greater appreciation for all the resources and materials and manpower that we have here at North MacArthur. It is so easy to take for granted as we work with them. Thank you. Becky Latore, mission trips are always fulfilling in so many ways. They are a great opportunity to serve, encourage, as well as be encouraged. Daniel and Miranda are doing an excellent job at East End, and it was great to see their work firsthand. Mission trips are also a wonderful chance for fellowship. I enjoyed spending time with and getting to know some of my brothers and sisters from North MacArthur that normally I don't get a chance to know. My favorite part was seeing my children serving and working right along my side. It was a true blessing. Thank you for your great heart for missions. And Lucas and I had a great bonding relationship as we sat in the front seat while Daddy drove on the wrong side of the road. So, Lucas, I really had fun with you. Kay Miser, it was my first mission trip to share with Wayne and our granddaughters. Seeing it from the t-shirt side, let me summarize it maybe this way. Focused staff, unselfish people, well-prepared with the unknown, seed planters, hard workers, opportunities met, godly leadership, dedicated to execution, happy faces, loving and caring for children, Bible-oriented, and the Spirit of God dwelling. I'm humbled by each of these ladies as they wanted to thank you for your prayers and financial support for this mission trip. And I might add that our young people that went on this trip were some of the hardest workers, both with VBS and the service projects that they were involved with. Thank you.
You can tell it was a very good week, and Kevin did a great job organizing the VBS part of it. Our group really was a great group. They were ready, committed, took initiative to serve, and just like Becky, my favorite part was to be able to do these things side by side with my kids. One of the afternoons there that we went door knocking, I especially enjoyed the opportunity to door knock with Lucas. And we had some very, very good time doing that, and I appreciate the opportunity. Before I make some concluding thoughts, we have a thank you from Daniel. We have a video that we would like to play from Daniel thanking the congregation. Danny and Miranda had a very busy few months. Their son Judah was born 4 or 5 weeks before we arrived. I think Miranda's parents were there for part of that. And then we were there. And then right after, I want to say the day after, Daniel's parents were there. So they were just great and appreciated the opportunity. And I'm glad that Daniel got to share his thanks there. In Matthew, the verses that were read, I mean, we've all heard them before about being the salt, the light of the world, but it's fascinating to me that God would allow you and I to represent Him. You and I know myself very well. I get to, and you get to represent God to others. Verse 16, chapter 5, in the same way, let your light shine before others. Why? So that they may see your good works and give glory to our Father who's in heaven. Here's Jesus as Matthew presents him, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus came to make God known. And Jesus says, the way you act will make God known. That's amazing. That's amazing. Jesus says the same thing in a different way. Chapter 13 of John, he says, Judas has left to betray Jesus. Events are set in motion. The cross is coming. Jesus says this, kind of part of his last words. A new command I give you, verse 34, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you. That's really the new part. You also are to love one another. By this all will know that you're my disciples if you love one another. The way you and I love others, if it's reflecting the love that Jesus showed us, we show the world our connection to Jesus. And that's significant in John because in John, Jesus is presented as God who came in the flesh to make himself known in a close, intimate, relational way in John 1:14. So here's Jesus making God known through love. And he says to you and I that if you reflect that love, you will allow people through that interaction to know something very important about God. His love. You and I get the privilege, the responsibility. That's amazing. That is amazing. And part of what at the end of each day, or just about at the end of each day, we would have a devotional and kind of talk a little bit about the day. And these are 2 points I made there, that what we're doing here is not just hanging out and spending a week doing some cool stuff. You are interacting with kids, with people that God is already moving in their lives, and that God is intersecting ours with theirs, and the way we treat them will communicate something of God to them. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Here, there, week long, every day, the way that your work and your relationships with your family, with your neighbors, here at church. John says, expounds upon that in his first letter, John, 1 John. Follow the reasoning here. Follow the reasoning. He starts this way. That which was from the beginning, speaking of Jesus, which we have heard, the apostles have heard of Jesus, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and we testify to it, and we proclaim to you eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you. So, and here's the reason. Why do the apostles, why were they articulating Jesus? Why were they living out what they saw Jesus do? Why were they witnessing about Jesus to great cost to themselves? With the possible exception, we're not even sure, John might have died of old age, everyone else was murdered. Why are they testifying, and very important to note, of things they had seen, not just heard of? They were there. They saw Jesus on the cross. They saw him resurrected. Here's why. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Christ Jesus. And we are writing these things to you so that our joy may be complete. Here's the reasoning. Jesus comes to make God known. John articulates that in his account. So through Jesus, through His actions, through His words, through His sacrifice, through His love, we can know God. And then the apostles who follow Jesus, who got to their firsthand know God through what they've seen and heard in Jesus, they then share that to you, to me, to others. They wrote about it. Why? So that we, through their words, through God's words here shared through them, we can know about Jesus and thus know about God. What does that mean? That you and I, when we witness to others about Jesus, you and I, when we share the words that we have in the Bible about Jesus, you and I, when we love others like Jesus, we are bringing people to know God. That's why we're here, by the way. This congregation is here for this. That's why we do mission work. That's why we have a big part of our budget towards missions, so that people can know God. Do you understand? That's what this is. It's not just about some fun somewhere. It's not about just trying to reach some amount. It's an amazing privilege. Daunting, really, but exciting. God would allow you and I, just the folks, normal people, to share God with others. Now, my question to you is this. Yes, as we look towards Mission Sunday, continue to think of through this perspective. As you think of next summer, perhaps start planning now. Come with us. Be it back to the Cayman Islands, be it to Nairobi, Kenya, or wherever God has planned, come with us. But in between those things, as a congregation here, here, in your interactions, in your family, with your friends, co-workers, what are you reflecting? Are you showing them God? Are you loving in ways that show them God? Are you bringing them closer to God? Or are you, like we saw this morning in Bible class, a stumbling block like some of the religious leaders there were? That's our privilege. That's our call. That's our blessing, to share the good news as we bring people closer to God. Do you think about that? As you plan, as you prepare, as you pray towards missions, towards the opportunities that you have throughout the week, maybe you need to take that responsibility and own it. Come as we pray for you, if that's the case.